Yep. Okay. So what we're going to do is, we're going to try to take up the area of Hadlaka Osam Mitzvah or Hanach Osam Mitzvah. It's on the Afchav Beis on the Beis. Okay. So the Gemara says, that the difference would be, the difference would be if you could be madlik miner l'ner. Because you could be madlik from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. So if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, so you can be madlik miner l'ner. But if you say hanacha osa mitzvah, you can't. Okay? Yeah, boys. All right. So Rashi says, I hadlaka osa mitzvah. Yeah. Chazin, I hadlaka osa mitzvah madlika minel in there. The hanacha osa mitzvah ain't madlika minel in there. So Rashi says, I hadlaka osa mitzvah, I had mitzvah shel chanaka tluya. Bahadlaka madlikin, can ask you him b'menorah. Because from one mitzvah to another, you're madlik. So what does it mean that hadlaka osa mitzvah? The mitzvah shel chanaka is tluya bahadlaka. Ooh, I mean, it's ooh vague. But anyways, now he says, V'i hanacha osa mitzvah. The ikur mitzvasa talya bahanacha. So Rashi says that this is the question. Is ikur mitzvasa talya bahadlaka? Or is ikur mitzvasa talya bahanacha? So what does that mean? Is everyone talking? Okay. So what does it mean, Iker HaMitzvah is Talya Badlaka, or Iker HaMitzvah is Talya Badlaka? How would you define that? What exactly does that mean? Okay. What is Iker HaMitzvah? Okay.
Next Rashi.
If Iker HaMitzvah is Talya Badlaka, ain madlika minel in there. Why not? So you expect Rashi to say dadlaka lav mitzvah. But Rashi adds two words. Dadlaka lav mitzvah kuli hai. Not that much of a mitzvah. What exactly is that definition? What do you mean it's not that much? Is it a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. Right? We have to be learning, absolutely. So we have to define the two sides. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, hanach osa mitzvah. Ikir mitzvasa, is the ikir mitzvah the hadlaka, or the ikir mitzvah is the hanach? All right, so let's start with hanach. Why should I say hanach? The most normal thing would be to say hadlaka. Hadlaka, that's the way most people think about it. So, the answer is that the definition of Ner Chanukah is not just simply Ner, but it's a Ner Shel Pearson. And what gives it the attribute of Pearson? The Makom. So, the Makom is what gives the character to the Ner. It renders it a Ner Shel Pearson. So since the Makom renders it a Ner Shel Pearson, and that's the essential component of Hanukkah, so therefore, the essence of the mitzvah is what? Is what? Hanukkah. Because the Hanukkah gives it the character of a Ner Hanukkah. And what is a Ner Chanukah? Ner Shel Pearson. And what gives it the character of Pearson? The Makom. Okay? Yeah. But if you say no, how can you say, if you say, hadlaka osa mitzvah, apparently you don't hold on. But what about the fact that makom is necessary? Makom is necessary, right? So how would you explain that? So the answer is, you would say the mitzvah really is hadlaka. That's the way the Chachamim misaken the mitzvah. But the makom is a tenai in Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's a condition. If the candles are not in the right makom, so your hadlaka is lo osa v'lo klum. But if they're in the right place, so then the hadlaka is what? Is qualified. And it's hadlaka shel mitzvah. So it's true, makom plays a role, but it only plays a role as a tnai in the mitzvah. Of course, the main essence of the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka. You might want to say it was modeled after Mikdash. But it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not going to be told whether it's Mikdash or not. That's difficult. But the question is, how are the Chachamim misakin? Were they misakin the Maisa Mitzvah essentially as Adlaka, on a Tanai that it's in the right place? Or no, they were misakin it essentially as that thing which gives it the character of Neshel person. Neshel person. And what gives it that character? The Makom. So the Hanacha creates the essence of the mitzvah. Now, however, Rashi says, if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, so madlikim miner l'ner, because that's really the essence of the mitzvah. And the hanacha is simply a tenai. But if you say that hanacha osa mitzvah, so then you can't be modeling from one ner to another ner. Why? Because that's not the mitzvah hadlaka. So you'd expect Rashi to say that it's not the mitzvah, but Rashi says, lav mitzvah he kulihai. What does it mean kulihai? It means that apparently the hadlaka is somewhat of a mitzvah. Okay, so how do we formulate hadlaka as being somewhat of a mitzvah? I mean, if the essence of the mitzvah is to give it the shame ner shel pirsum, and the shame ner shel pirsum arrives via the hanacha. So what kind of a mitzvah is the hadlaka? Okay? It's a mitzvah, it's a somewhat, a little mitzvah. Yeah. So how would we explain that? Yeah. So what Rashi apparently means is that you can't take away hadlaka from the formula. That's impossible. Okay? Because hadlaka is definitely a feature of the mitzvah. But what hanacha does, because it's an air. But what hanacha does is essential, because it gives the ner, the chalei shem, ner shel pirsum. So it injects it with its essential definition. But that doesn't mean that hadlaka is not a component or a feature of ner Hanukkah. It would be absurd to say that. Because without hadlaka, you have no ner. But the question is, what infuses it with the overall concept and definition of ner Hanukkah, ner shel pirsum? So you need to light it, of course, but lighting it is not a mitzvah kulihai, it's just a feature of the mitzvah. What the essence of the mitzvah is, what gives it the shame ner Hanukkah. And what gives it the shame ner Hanukkah? That which renders it a ner shel pirsum. And what is that? That's the hanacha. Okay? Yes?
So we're saying, according to hanacha, mitzvah is to take a stam ner and make a ner shel pirsum.
That's correct. Oh, we'll soon see. Toshma, So the Gemara wants to bring a proof. The Amar Rava, Rava says, Toshma Adama Rava, Hayatafas Ner Chanukah V'Omeid Lo'asa V'Lo Klom. If the person held the Ner Chanukah in his hand and stood outside in the proper place, and he lit it, so it's Lo'asa V'Lo Klom. He wasn't Mekayem the Mitzvah. Why not? He has Adlaka, and he has the right place. So what's missing? So the Gemara says, Hasam haroe omer letzorko hudinokit lo. Now when a person holds a candle or holds a flashlight, it's usually indicative of the fact that he's holding it for his own personal use. So in Hanukkah, what is koveya the ner? What is koveya the ner? The roa is koveya. The roa is koveya. So since the roa is koveya, so the roa over here sees a person utilizing a ner for his own purposes. It's our hatmas. So there is no ner shel mitzvah visible. What you're seeing is not a ner shel mitzvah, but a ner shel tashmish. Ner shel tashmish is not a ner Hanukkah. Oh, so the kasha was, this is a raya that had lakos in it, because he had adlak. Because if you'd hold hanachos in mitzvah, you wouldn't be yotze because you didn't put it down. Because the mandama that holds hanachos in mitzvah, that's the ikur. So the act of the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is what? You make the bracha on what? On the maisa anach. On the maisa anach. If the essence of the mitzvah is to give it the shame of ner shel pirsum, so then you're making the bracha on the mitzvah is hanacha, that's the essence, so you're making the bracha on hanacha. And that's why what? And that's why you wouldn't be yotze. That's what the Gemara thought. So that's the kasha. So it'll be a kasha on the Man D'Omar that holds Adlak also mitzvahs. What am I missing? I have adlak. So the Gemara says, no kasha. Because even according to him, even according to the mandama that it says adlak also mitzvah, there still is a problem. Why? Because since he's holding it in his hand, it appears that the ner is serving his own purpose and function. Okay?
According to the person who holds another, he would hold the candle, he would hold the menorah in his hand, light it, and then put it down?
Yes.
He said the bracha with it in his hand and put it down?
Put it down. He has to do on the mais hanach is the mitzvah. So he has to light it first and then put it down. When he puts it down, that's when he really establishes the ner hanach. The fact that he lit it was a prerequisite. But when does he really establish it? He establishes it the moment he puts it down, because he puts it down in a makom pirsum. Okay? That's the two sides. Yes?
Can you just explain, going back a little bit now, why the Kuli Hain idea?
Yeah.
Why is that maybe necessary, but since one is something that's necessary part of the mitzvah, it's maybe necessary, but it's not the mitzvah. A lot of things are necessary. It doesn't mean it's the mitzvah.
Well, and this is not just necessary. I mean, without a ner, you have nothing to qualify.
What is
it eventually? It's a ner shall pierce.
But if you have a camel that's already lit,
yes,
and you put it in the right spot, the only thing that's lacking is the fact that you didn't do a maisa halacha.
Okay.
But why should that make a difference? The candle was lit. So it's a candle. What difference does it make whether you light it or it was pre-lit?
Hold on a minute. We'll take, there's one more question. We have to get a line older. Okay? Hold on. Okay.
Barry, going back to the original machlok, so why, depending on whether you say hablako or hanachos mitzvah, how does that result in whether you can write minyan in there or not, just before you get to the tashma?
Has what?
How does it result in whether you say you can model it with nair lunair, depending on whether you say hamako or hanachos mitzvah?
Because the Gemara says if it's a mitzvah, you could be mavik b'nei lunair. If you're doing a mitzvah,
right,
so then you could be mishtamish with another mitzvah. So if I'm... So if I'd like a mitzvah, so I'm lighting this candle from that candle. So I'm doing a mitzvah, so I'm allowed to do it. But if that's not the mitzvah, so I'm not allowed to do it. I'm being mishtamish with the Nehashel mitzvah.
Right.
Okay?
Doesn't that though feed into the same circle of halacha?
Well,
because if he holds that the mitzvah of halakha is slav kuli nai, but in some cases that's what then you should say.
Halakha and purpose.
No, but that's what he says. It's not the essence.
Yes.
It's not the essence. If it's not the essence, you can't do it. You can only do it if it's the essence of the mitzvah.
And you use it for another
what?
Seems.
If it's peripheral, so you're taking an essence of a mitzvah. A mitzvah that has kedusha that you're not supposed to be nana from, and you're being nana, and you're not really using it fully for a mitzvah, because it's not, you don't want mekayim the full mitzvah. So if you're mekayim the full mitzvah, you could do it, but if you're just going to do a component, then you can't use it.
Is it like hechsher?
What?
Is it
hechsher? I don't want to find. Let's just leave this. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. Okay. Tashma, the Amar Rava. You can maybe call it Hechsher. Fine. Hidlika bifnim votsia lo osa klom. So now you have another case. He lit it in his living room. And then what did he do? Then he took it outside and put it in the right place of pirsum. So we say lo osa klom. He didn't accomplish anything. It's not a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Iyamr bishlamo hadlaka osa mitzvah." If you're going to tell me that hadlaka makes the mitzvah, and the makom is a tanai, so hadlaka b'mkomo boyin. That makes sense. You have to have the right place, and hadlaka is the essence of the mitzvah. So you have to have it in the right place, and then light it, and that's the mitzvah. Okay. Ela iyamrit. Mishum hachi lo osa klum. That's why it's worthless. Elei amet hanocha osa mitzvah. But if you're going to say the essence of the mitzvah is placing it in a place where there's pirsum haneis, and that's really rendering the character of the Ner Chanukah, if we say hanocha osa mitzvah, am I lo osa lo klum? What's wrong? Like you said, he had an heir, it was in the house, and now the essence is to do what? To make it, to give the character of an heir Hanukkah. So he brought it outside. So he gave it the character of an heir Hanukkah. So what's wrong? Right? Because Hanukkah gives it the character. So here we have a little difficulty. It's not as simple as the first answer. The Gemara says, Hosam Nami. In that case too, haroa hu omer letzorko hu dadlaka. That the roa, that's koveya, the shame, will say again that he lit it for his own purpose. What? Right?
I know, but why then? That's why, like.
Right.
I'm saying. Good question. It's history.
Yeah, right. That's correct. If he's saying hanocha osa mitzvah, this doesn't seem to be logical. Correct? Because why are you saying letzorko? Because he's saying that he moved it? I mean, that's exactly what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to move it and position it into a place of where it's public, where there's pirsum, hamakom pirsum. So why does the Gemara say again the same idea, haroa omer letzorko hudavaka? How do we explain that? Okay. Yeah. How do we explain it? Okay. So you see one thing from this. that, what does the Gemara mean when it says a roa or omer? Which roa? Where? What is the roa saying? What is the roa saying? The roa, you can't say the roa seeing him taken out of the house, because the movement is always necessary in Hanach. He means the roa that saw him light it in his living room said immediately, L'tzarka hu l'adagadlo. So it was defined as a ner tashmish in the first place, when he lit it in the living room. Then the roa was kaveya, that is a ner tashmish. Once it's kavua as a ner tashmish, you can't undo it. That's exactly.
Between the hadlaka and the anah.
Exactly.
Both rimas.
The roa establishes everything. He establishes what an observer would say. It's dependent on an observer. Okay? It's like physics. The observer determines. Okay? So over here it's a halachic observer. The observer renders it what it is. Okay? So here the observer saw him put a light on in his living room. So what does the observer, how does the observer define it? Ner shel tashmish, he wants to have supper. So once it's defined as a ner shel tashmish, you can't be motzi it from its definition and give it a din of a ner shel shel mitzvah. Okay, yes?
But by the case of where he's holding it, like by definition, someone who's holding it, the observer will see him as one who's using it for tashmish. But by the case over here, this one guy sees it, but the rest of the people, the actual when it's maniach and it's already down, the ner itself isn't one. Like the nature of it isn't one that people will come and say, oh, it's a ner shel tashmish.
Yeah, but it already was.
You don't even need that one person.
It already was kavua as a ner shel tashmish, and you can't undo the kvius. That's what we're saying.
Only for one guy.
What do you want?
It's not even one guy.
It doesn't matter.
You don't actually have to have somebody there.
You don't have to have somebody there. There can be nobody there. Right. It means the universal observer. The observer in abstract. An observer who would observe this whole process from beginning to end, like Rashi says, coolly high, that there is a feature in being modlik. You didn't get the kiyum mitzvah, but it's definitely a component of the hadlakas near Hanukkah. But the mitzvah is clinched when you do the hanacha. Okay.
But the observer
observed the entire mitzvah. So he observed him lighting it in his house, because that's a component of the mitzvah, and then he observed him doing the essence of the mitzvah. But because he observed him while he was doing the component, and it was defined then as a ner shel tashmish, when he observes the second time, he's observing a ner shel tashmish being put in that place, not a ner shel person.
And so the observer isn't just seeing it in the state it's in, it's seeing the whole process?
Yeah.
So how can we ever have that case of Shas HaTah?
You light
inside in times of trouble.
How
can
that
ever be?
What's the case
of Shasta?
Inside.
Inside the kitchen. You light inside.
Oh, that's different.
There
you don't take it outside. Yeah. The mitzvah is al shul meinich al shulchan over daya. That's all you need. That is the mitzvah.
The observer is going to change based on.
Sure. Because the mitzvah is in the living room. Okay, yes. Different mitzvah. In those times, there's a different mitzvah. The makom on mitzvah has changed because of the sakan. Okay.
But Rebbe, not only that, but when it's inside during B'shas Tachak, you have to have a shamish, so you know that it's a ner shel mitzvah.
Or you could walk out and don't use it.
Right, right. But it has to be designated as Ne'er Shel Mitzvah, so it partakes of the same philosophical phenomena of foot.
If you don't have a shamish, it doesn't interfere with the designation of a mitzvah. You're still in kind of a mitzvah. But the shamish is just there to as a practical preventative from being mishtamish with a ner. But if I light the neros and I close my eyes, I turn around, I work, I'd be able to hold that. But besides, we hold that's all machlokes in itself. Mutl shtamish, also shtamish.
So, right, but the Rambam says in Bechas Tachak, he's historically assaulted by his Ner Acher, his Tamish also, Boro.
Right, that's...
He requires it when he stood inside. He requires it.
Yeah, because he's, because if he intends to eat on his table, it's required.
Right.
That's what the Rambam said. But that's not going to... That doesn't render the Ner Chanukah. No one holds that a Shamish renders the Ner Chanukah, Ner Shel Mitzvah. You can't, that wouldn't work. Because the in other words, the Ner that's a Shamish does not render the Ner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, for a simple reason. Why? How do you know which one's the Ner Shel, which one's the Shamish? You have to sign on it.
They do, they make a simon, they always make it higher.
Yeah, but you don't have to. That's not me dinner the Gemara, and they could all be Ne'er Shel Hanukah, but the Shamish works in practical effect, because since the Issa to be Mishtamish is only on the ones that have a Kiyama Mitzvah in their Hanukkah, and that's only the ones that you have on the table. Now you add another Ne'er, which is a Ne'er Shel Tashmish, so you weren't Mishtamish with the Ne'eros of Hanukkah alone. You'll mishtamish with the Ne'er Shel Tashmish. So that's why you need it. You need it for a practical reason. Not because people will say, you see, there's a shamish, so it must be that this is Ne'er Hanukkah. That never helps. Okay? The Ne'er Shel, if he lit it in his house, in the living room, and he took it outside, it wouldn't matter if he had a shamish. Because there's no sign on the shamish that says that this is a shamish for these other neros, okay? And even if there were a sign, the sign doesn't help. Okay.
Bevy, it's Eshi.
Yes, Eshi.
Hello?
Hello.
The case of Tofes Ne'er, when he was Tofes the Ne'er Shel Chanukah, if he put it down, according to the Mandiyam Hanochos HaMitzvah, would that be good?
Absolutely.
But when he lit it, the row was going to say, Letzorcha Umadlik.
No, he lit it outside.
Then why if he continued?
No, he lit it outside. He lit it outside, and he put it down outside.
Right.
And he put it down outside. So that's perfect.
But if he continues, it's only if he continues to hold it that the row says, Letzorcha Umadlik?
Well, no. When the guy... If you hold Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, okay?
Right.
So it means that B'Shas Hadlaka, it has to be a Maisa Mitzvah. Right? B'Shas Hadlaka, not tomorrow. So therefore, the guy, the Roa, sees the guy holding a candle and lighting the candle. So he doesn't...
So isn't he going to think Letzorcha Hu Madlik?
Absolutely he will. That's why it's
not... Then why if he... Then why if he puts it down, is it good?
No, the Gemara thought in the Havamina, the Gemara didn't think of that Svara, that Aroa. Omer Letzorcha Hu. So the Gemara, without that, if you minus out that Svara from the Sugya, so then it's 100% Raya that Anocha, that Anocha Osa Mitzvah. Because you did Adlaka in the right place, you put it down, and you did the essence, so now it's characterized as Ne'er Shel Chanukah. So what's wrong? What's missing? So the Gemara thought, what's missing is Anocha, and Anocha also mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, really, he holds Hadlaka also mitzvah. But why is it no good for a different reason? Not because he didn't put it down, but not because it's in the wrong place, it's in the right place. But if a person holds in there and lights it, at the moment he lights it, it must be a mitzvah. It's a Ne'er Shel Mitzvah. But when a person wants to light a nair, Litzorach Atzmo, that's the way he does it. He holds it and he lights it, and then he walks away with it. So at the time of Hadlaka, it wasn't Muchach. It was Muchach on the contrary, that it's a nair shel tashmish. That's the derech to hold a nair shel tashmish. You take the flashlight in your hand and you press the button.
And according to the Maskana, if he put it down, it's going to be
good? No good.
Even if you hold a nochos and mitzvah, even according to the Maskana, it's not going to be good. He says the cases where you held it the whole time.
Right.
So it's mashma that if you put it down, it would be good.
You mean if you held hanachos mitzvah?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your question?
So the question is, if staying in the maskana, the problem is when once the roeh sees it and he determines it's a nair shel tashmish, he can never correct it.
Right.
Yeah. And how can putting it down make it better now? Bishas Hadlaka, he was holding it. Doesn't matter where he was holding it.
Good question.
I was asking if you were saying that's all the things. No, I think it was a good
question. Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
The first one is the same as the Tzarek with the Nafis. So the Halakha, if you were to light it and then put it down right away, it would be clear that it's a near shel pierce. But if he's holding it ahead of various times,
yes.
A few minutes, then you say, oh, he's holding it for the purpose of his own purposes. It's not just he's like holding on to it for a while. He's just a question.
That's correct. He's right. Yeah, the Gemara says, the answer is from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Omar Rava, Hoya Tafus Ner Chanukah Va'omeid Lo Asa V'Lopum. They were aware of this question. So, what does Rashi say? Oh, he never put it down. But which Rashi?
Three lines up from the bottom.
Oh, right. Hayatafas ner chanukim biyado mishehidlika mishehidlika atchakafsa. So, yeah, that's important. So, you're right. I was wrong before. If he held it the whole time, then we say it was defined as a ner shel. In other words, then it was defined as a ner shel tashmish. But if he just lit it and put it down, then at the moment of lighting, it's not defined as a ner shel tashmish. Because on the contrary, it's followed immediately by an act of anacha. Okay, but if he was tafas yomeid, then it's no good. That's, so Rashi says, why is it no good? Because he was holding it the entire time. Okay, so my pshat was wrong. Rashi's pshat answers the question. That if he lit it, he was outside, he lit it and held it the entire time. So the Gemara thought, what's wrong with that? The answer is it into anacha. So he wasn't mekayem the mitzvah because he never put it down. So Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. The reason why he's not yotzei is not because he's missing the essence of the mitzvah of anacha, but because since he held it the whole time, so the roeh says that it's a ner shel tashmish. Okay, good. Very good. Yishkar. Okay?
Wait, then what about if you hold hadlakos and
mitzvah? If you hold hadlakos and mitzvah, so it's no good.
Why?
Because a roa omer,
let's circle. The roa sees you the whole time. At that moment, the roa doesn't see that you can hold it for the whole time.
No, the roa.
You're saying it's only the roa who sees you holding it by a pond.
Right.
But the moment that you're lighting it, the road doesn't see the holding of a pond. The moment you're lighting it, you're holding it for now.
The holding it per se.
No, but no. But it has to, when you light it, you need, it has to be able to function as a nair for the entire time. Even if I hold kufsa, ein zuckerglo, but you can't put in a little inch of a candle and be yotze. So you have to set it that the entire time it should be a nair mitzvah. And here, since he held it the entire time, so the roa sees a nair shel tashmish the entire time. So then all you have left is the ma'isa hadlaka. The ma'isa hadlaka is not enough. It has to be when you modlik it, it has to be able to be a nair, has to have the capacity to be a nair mitzvah during the entire time it's lit. But over here it can't be. Because it'll never be a nair mitzvah during the entire time it's lit, because the roa will define it as a nair shel tashmish. It means it's just like if you put it down in a place where it's going to blow out. Because the moment the roa sees it's a nair tashmish, it's as good as if it blew out. If you what? If you lit it, held it for 20 minutes. Yeah, if you go like Rashi, that the only time you say the hadlaka was for tashmish is if he holds it until it goes out. So then, if you put it down, it'd be good.
But if you're saying Rashi, maybe Rashi just saying that.
Yeah, but I'm just taking Rashi literally.
But then what, Lafreya comes out to be a Maisa Mitzvah when you put it down 20 minutes later?
That's correct. Because there was never anything to undo it. Because the only thing that undoes it is if you have it Mitzchilasa Vatsofa. That's what Rashi's learned it. Well, anyway. So only if it's Mitzchilasa Vatsofa do you have that Allah.
Do you have to have the burn shear from the time you put it down? Or from,
what's that?
In that case, 20 minutes. Would it have to burn out
a
shear from the time of lit?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so Rashi solves that problem. Okay, very good, very good. That's why you need a group to work out a sugya. Toshma. It works out? You got it? Okay. Toshma. The Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Ashoshis, Shehoiso Dolekes Valleches Kol Hayom Kulo. He had a big candle, and it was. Why does it say a big candle? Because it was burning. It burned all day. A little candle's not going to burn all day. Shehoiso Dolekes Valleches Kol Hayom Kulo. So he lit it Friday night. And because it was such a big ashoshes, so it burned all through Shabbos. So l'motzoi Shabbos, when he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah for the night of motzoi for Sunday, okay, what does he do? Mechabe umadliko. So he just puts it out and relights it. So iyamet bishlomo hadlakos a mitzvah. If you hold hadlakos a mitzvah shapir. That's all you need. You did hadlaka. Ela iyamr hanocha osa mitzvah. But if you're going to say that hanocha osa mitzvah, hay mechabe madliko, it should be this way. Mechabe umadliko umeinicha mi boy away. Okay, I'm changing the gears. The gears is, many change the gears. So what should it say? It should say he puts it out first, then he's madlik it, and then he's meniach it. Because if he doesn't do anacha, he doesn't do the ikra mitzvah. In other words, he puts it out first.
Puts it out, then relights it.
Relights it, picks it up, puts it down. okay? Or he puts it out, picks it up, lights it, and then puts it down. Okay?
Moving a tefach on the table wouldn't be enough. Moving it on the table, a tefach, that wouldn't be enough. No,
I mean,
not relighting.
And not have the
hablaka. No.
No.
I mean, is that called menicha?
Yes.
I don't know. Good question. I can't paskan. But I don't have to, because we don't paskan. We don't paskan on the halas mitzvah anyways. Okay. I mean, it's a good kasha for the menachas chinuch. Okay. Is that considered shinui makom? That's
right.
Okay. So, Ashoshis, once again, Ashoshis, Shoyis, Adolekas, Lolechas, Kolayom Kulo, Lemotsoi, Shabbos, Machaba, Madlika, Iyamr, Bishlomo, Hadlakos, and Mitzvah, Shapir, El Iyamr, Anachos, and Mitzvah, Hai, Machaba, Umadlika, Machaba, Madlika, Menichem, Aboyalai. Okay? So Rashi says it was Dolekas, Shehidliko, Lemitzvahs, Chanukah, Be'erev Shabbos. So he lit it for the purpose of Friday night's mitzvah. And now umadliko lemitzvah salayla. Now when he puts it out, he lights it for this night. Okay. So the halacha is that it's good. Okay. But if I would say hanacha osa mitzvah, so it wouldn't be good because there was no hanacha. Okay, now let's take Tesis. Mechabe umagbio umeinicho v'chozer umadlik mevoyle. Okay, Bim Tomar, amai mechabe v'chozer umadliko umadlik v'hagbo asagi kivin d'hanocha osa mitzvah. Totu mi gora deluka v'omedes mehidlika cherashot v'katan. Because the Gemara says later, now that you say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, so Charashot of a Cotton is no good. But if you held Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, what?
Shouldn't be a problem.
Why? Because the Charashot of a Cotton, they lit it, but that's not the Mitzvah. When I take it and do Hanocha, that's when I give the whole Hadlaka its character, and the whole character of the Ner emerges. So it doesn't matter if the Chereshot v'Katan lit it. Okay, because the Hanocha is the essence, and the essence gives the character, makes it permeate the entire Hefter Shel Menorah. Okay? Yeah. That's Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus says, V'yesh Lomar, D'mayri Shehedliko Mitzchila L'Tzarech Shabbos. Ulakach gora mehidliko chereshot of a katan. Tohasam shemadliko beita nikr hadavar shehu madliko l'shem Chanukah. What does Taisus mean here? Taisus is going off his track a little. He should have just left it. Then we would go by blindly and we wouldn't have any problems. Because he should have just said, he was madliko tzav shabbos, ulakach gora mehidliko chereshot of a katan. That's it. But he says no. He wants to give you the advantage of why Chereshot V'Katan works. The Hosam Shem Madlika Be'ita Nikar Adavar Shehu Madlika L'Shem Chanukah. Because by the Chereshot V'Katan, since he's lighting it in its proper time, so now it's Nikar that it was lit for the purpose of Chanukah.
So that's still part of Rashi's way of learning. Yeah. He can still say...
Forget about Rashi. Let me understand Taisus first. This time we're on Taisus before Rashi.
Okay. But he's changing that it's the Ashoshis for Shabbos.
Yes.
Right? So why? Let's say it was lit for. He has to change, right? Let's say it was lit for Chanukah too. It's not the Ita.
No.
He says,
no, in other words, you have Neros, and the moment you do Hanocha, you're being Koveya these Neros for Mitzvah. Because you'd be Minyach Mekom. What's wrong? What do I care if it was burned to me all day? You see? That's the problem. That's the problem. So Taisvah says, The only time it won't be good if it was Madlika L'Shem Shabbos. Because once it's L'Shem Shabbos, now you can't convert it. But if he was Madlika L'Shem Hanukkah, so there's nothing wrong with it. There's no psulin in there. And since there's no psulin in there, he took Neros that are kosher, and he gave them the Maisa Hanukkah, which characterizes them as the mitzvah for this night. Right? That's tasteless logic. It's hard to break down that logic. Because tasteless is right. There's nothing wrong with these neros. They're not defined as anything. They're not defined as their tashmish, not defined as their Shabbos. So they're neros that somebody was modeling. And they were, as a matter of fact, they were Madlik L'Shem Hanukkah. So now when you do the Agbo, you do the Agbo Nanocha, so you're rendering them Neros Shel Mitzvah. Because they're lacking the Kima Mitzvah, because the Adlaka, there's no Adlaka. But the Nanocha makes the Mitzvah. So since the Nanocha makes the Mitzvah, if he finds Neros, as long as they're not defined as anything else, he could be meniach them, and the hanochas koveya, the character of the neros, as neros shal mitzvah shana. That's Taisus kasha. So Taisus answer is simple, that it was kavur l'shem Shabbos. So therefore, since the neros are defined as neros shal Shabbos, so now he can't, through hanocha, convert the shame like before. Okay? But now, what does Taisus say by Chereshot V'Katan? Why does Taisus say by Chereshot V'Katan, it's the Hasam Shem Madlika Be'ita Nikar Adorah Shehu Madlika L'Shem Chanukah? Why does Taisus have to say that? Why does he just leave it?
What would be the problem if it's
Adlokistan? Yeah, what would be the problem if it's Adlokistan? Correct? And when Taisus says Nikar Adavar Shehu Madliko L'Shem Chanukah, he means the one that's Meinicho. He doesn't mean the Chereshot V'Katan, because they can't be Madliko L'Shem Chanukah. He means that L'Mafreya, once the Bardas puts it down, now it's Nikar that the whole objective of the lighting done by the Chereshot V'Katan was an objective for mitzvah. Correct? What's that? Has no das. That's right. So he doesn't define it as anything. It's good that he has no das.
Right, so he's
too smart to ruin it. What?
Why does he say
he means... It means it's muchach now, not that the Chereshot V'Katan was Madlik L'Shem Mitzvah, but that the purpose of the Hadlaka, of the Chere, the objective of the Halacha, of the Hadlaka, of the Chereshot V'Katan, becomes involved in Mitzvah Sneir Chanukah. Because since he took it right away and he put it down, so he was Koveya, the objective of the Stam Hadlaka of the Chereshot V'Katan. So it doesn't matter what they thought. Okay? But Taisvis says that's only if it's Be'ita. But let's say Friday night the Chereshot V'Katan lit it, and the night, or the night before he lit it, and now I'm Meinicha, so Taisvis holds it won't work. Why won't it work? Why won't it work? So what's the answer? Taisus is not trying to give you a picture to convince you. He's telling you halacha, which he holds very firmly. Namely, that what? That if it was lit the night before, there's no tziruf between the adlaka and the mitzvah. Because it's a chereshot v'katan lit it the night before, it's gone. There's no maisa adlaka. You can't pick up now on a maisa luck of a chereshot v'katan that he did a day ago and say that you're going to determine that had luck was l'shem Hanukkah. if he does it right now, and then I do the anacha, so then I'm determining the objective of this nair. But if the nair has been burning for a whole day, it went through many objectives already. So you can't now say that I'm going to be koveyat for the objective of nair hanukkah. That's what they say. So it can only be done right now. Right. That's right. But if you lit it l'shem Hanukkah last night, so now the Nair is a Nair shel Hanukkah, so then I have a hadlaka, because it was hadlaka by a gadol. So therefore I could say that all I need is hanukkah, and the hadlaka of the gadol, which has a chalas shem hadlaka, bedas, is going to be rendered a hadlaka l'mitzvah, because there was in fact an essential hadlaka. That's when a gadol does it. But when a cheresh advokaten does it, it's not an essential hadlaka, it's an accidental hadlaka. So if it's an accidental hadlaka, so then you need proximity to render it an objective. If it's an accidental halacha that was done a month ago, you can't be kaveh now and say that halacha was done for the purpose of a Hanukkah. But if it was an essential halacha, in other words, the gadol did the ma'aseh halacha yesterday, l'shem Hanukkah, but that's an essential ma'aseh halacha. Shem Hanukkah. So now all I have to do, one component is there already. Now all I have to do is be koveya it as a near shel pirsum by putting it in by being my neichet b'mkomo. That's what they say. Okay? Yeah. Some hold that by a chereshot of a cotton, the chereshot of a cotton has to light it in his hand. And then he can put it there. So they go even further. And okay. Yeah.
To the last night, and then you put it down.
No good.
No, you did it last night.
The chereshot of the cotton?
You did it, chereshot of the cotton, right away, you know, and then you go, and then you put place it down. So you find that night.
Right.
And the next night, you just pick it up and put it down.
Of course.
Yeah.
You do the chereshot of the cotton last night, since you
already. That's right, yeah, because since you already were kaveya, that had luck of Hashem Hanukkah, so you have had luck.
What about a monkey?
A monkey?
Yeah, monkey.
Monkeys?
A cop.
You're thinking of Natil Sedayim.
Yeah. Would
that be worse than the other? I don't know. Over there, it's a different story. Over there, you need the power of a stream. So we say a monkey could do it. But over here, you can't say that. You need a luck. Yeah, you need to be kovea this hadlaka, a mice hadlaka.
Are you saying that the hanukkah is what defines it?
Yeah, but a monkey doesn't make a mice hadlaka. Absolutely.
And you can give it.
As a matter of fact, I got a what? What's that?
You can give it an objective for your.
Right, exactly.
You need the mice
of the. Need the mice of the an adult to be considered a mice hadlaka. Okay, I would say monkeys no good. Okay.
Why would you say that
Sarkavu is said by the Chereshot HaKotan? No, because the Chereshot HaKotan has no das altogether.
Not a lot of das, right?
Right.
I mean,
he can't be Koveya.
Is it his das that makes him nicer than he counts?
No, I'm not saying his das. I said that to begin with. That Taisus does not mean that we're going to interpret the das of the Chereshot HaKotan. Because he has no das. What Taisus means is we're interpreting the hadlokas chereshot. That's what Taisus means. Okay? Okay. Yeah. So the question is, what do you do with Rashi? Yeah. Rashi doesn't really say much other than it was a nair that was lit for Mitzvah Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, and he's being Madlika for Mitzvah Chanukah on Motzoi Shabbos. So there's a Ramban Is it? We got a Ramban here? Or is it in the back? What's that?
Can the question is, has Rashi answered to us this first question? Can you just pick up and put it down?
Right. Right. How does Rashi answer that question? So there's a Ramban. The Ramban says... Okay, so he asked the same kashas taisus. He says, "Umiu kashali, the Ramban, amai mechaba klal. Why does he have to do kibui altogether? Or amrin and hashda damer ad loka osa mitzvah, hidlika chereshet v'katan lo osa klum. Ela laman doma anocha osa mitzvah, afal pishi hidlika shirad lakosa bepsul hanocha ksheira machsheres." Anocha ksher machsheres. It means, like I explained to you, that the anocha defines the objective of the ner. Hochinami amai machabe. B'magbia v'chozer minicha dayo. Same kasher stasis. V'yesh lomar kivin d'me esmol hi. Since the ner is from yesterday, haroa omer l'tzorka hu da'adlaka esmol. V'lo yadi hashta l'mai hudlaka esmol. Ubein shedlika l'shem ner Shabbos, o l'shem ner Chanukah. Kol hadlaka d'me esmo, lo miskashra hayom. That's his answer. Okay, so he saves Rashi. I mean, he answers Tesis Kasha. But what is the machlokas really between Taisus and the Ramban? Okay. Yeah, the Ramban maintains that in order to have the Hanocha be machshirit, it has to be muchach that it's not a ner shel psul. In other words, as long as there's a possibility of ner shel psul, so then the hanocha would not be able to convert it. According to the Ramban, the possibility of ner shel psul is ma'akev, the hanocha converting the hadlaka. According to Taisvis, you need more than the possibility of a ner shel psul. You need to have an actual roa that establishes the ner shel psul. And once it's established, it can't be removed. Okay? But according to the Ramban, it's not a halacha that once it's established, it can't be removed, because over here he doesn't know. Maybe it was an ner shel psul, maybe it wasn't. Well, nothing was established. But he must see a ner haro'i liyos ner chanukah. Haro'i lehechsha. That's what the Ramban maintains. That the only time hanocha converts it is you need a positive thing. You need to see, the roa has to see a ner that's roi for conversion. Otherwise, the roa can't be koveya, the mitzvah ner chanukah, with the hanocha itself, because he's not sure whether the hanocha is really doing anything. So you need a positive roa in order, a roa to see that the hadlaka was behechsher, in order that the hanocha can be given the shame ner chanukah. But according to Taisvis holds the only problem in the Gemara before was because it acquired a chalashim. And once it acquires a chalashim, you can't be mafkia the chalashim. Hanocha can't be mafkia.
But if it does, if there's a suffix, what it is, there's no problem. Because as long as it wasn't established, so the Hanukkah is going to be Kaveya. But the Ramban maintains that it cannot be Kaveya unless the Roa of the Hanukkah sees a Ner Shel Hechsher. And if he doesn't see a Ner Shel Hechsher, so the Roa cannot infuse the Hanukkah with the character of the Ner Hanukkah. That's factually the Machlokes. I'm not saying... What? Yeah, so yesterday, according to the Ramban, it's not because it was... what do you mean yesterday?
It was lit for Hanukkah last night. So according to Ramban, it's lit for the Roa doesn't see how much it was.
Because, yeah, Hanukkah last night is gone. So for all he knows, this could be the hadlaka last night could have been a hadlaka shel psul.
It could have been a natural.
That's correct. But he holds in order for the roa to be in order for the hanocha to be kaveya, the roa has to see a near a roi lios kavua. But here he doesn't see it. Yes, what do you want to say? You mean the roa has to be, according to Ramban, has to be a machshir?
You're right. According to the Tosfos, he's just a machshir, so to speak. You know, he only comes around if there's going to be a problem. Otherwise,
That's correct. I mean, according to Tosfos, the Hanukkah itself is the...
Right. Yeah, I mean, you don't need a roa. And if there's no problem, you don't need a roa.
You don't need
a roa. Ramban, you always need a roa. It's not going to be a machshir.
Yeah, but that's correct. I'm not fully satisfied. Yeah.
Hey, how come we didn't say, according to the Ramban, that the Yom breaks the designation of it being a Ner Shel Mitzvah?
Yeah, why does it do that?
Because it's not Zman Mitzvah, so.
But you don't need it if it's Hanukkah as a Mitzvah. So you're saying...
But it's not Zman Mitzvah so anymore. So now it loses its designation of a Ner Shel Mitzvah. But according to Tosfos, once it's designated, as long as it's Hanukkah, it remains with its designation. Not totally on Zman Mitzvah.
So why does Ramban have to say that maybe it was Ner Shel Tashmish? Why doesn't he say
it's lit during a time that it's not Mitzvah?
When it's not Mitzvah in the daytime, it becomes a Ner Shel Tashmish?
If it's lit and it's not mitzvah, so yeah, maybe it's for Tashmish.
Can't be.
It can't be for Neros Chanukah, it's not Zman Chanukah.
But it can't be for
Tashmish. It's not Zman Neros Chanukah.
But it can't be for Tashmish either, because we say Shraga Batira Mayahanis. The candle doesn't do anything in the daytime, so it can't be for Tashmish.
So according to the Ramban, when did he think it was for Tashmish? The night before?
Yes, exactly. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. Chereshet v'kaltan the candle definitely has to do it tonight. Like Tosfos.
It's good.
If he did it last night?
No.
Tonight, yeah.
Chereshet v'kaltan the light, we don't know why. When he did nothing, that defines it as a person, right?
Yeah, the Ramban says openly. Yeshlom Arkivan the May Esmol he Haroa Omer Lutzorkohu de Avlaka Esmol. De Loyadi Hashta Lamai Hudlaka Esmol. So he's saying that right now the Roa, right now there is no Avlaka. So for all intents and purposes, it could have been Avlaka Shel Tashmish last night. This could be, I don't know what this near, I don't know now. No Roa could say now that it wasn't Hudlak yesterday for Tashmish. Right? Because you can't, he wasn't here. He's only here now. So therefore, it could have been a ner shel tashmish. So the roek, so once there's a possibility of psul, according to the Ramban, the hanocha, the roa cannot be koveya, the hanocha, the shem mitzvah chanukah. You know, that's what he holds. Because he doesn't see a ner shel hechsha. He has to see the conversion. According to Tosfos, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, as long as there's an heir, and there's no psul, so I could be koveya, the hanocha can be koveya. That's the question. Can the hanocha be koveya when it's a suffix, when there's no ner shel hechsher, or the hanocha cannot be koveya only when there's a ner shel psul? But I'd like to take it a little further. According to the Ramban, you need a Riya Shel Hechsher. According to the Bali Taisvis, as long as it's not a Riya Shel Psul, you need a Roa to be Koveya L'Psul. And then as long as there's no Psul, the Riya of Hanukkah is Koveya L'Shem Chanukah. According to Ramban, you need a Riya Shel Hechsher. Okay, that's it.